Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is my pleasure to spend some time with you to share those strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge with you. I very much appreciate that you are investing your time to be with me right now, and I strive to be that resource for you, to share from my experience, awareness, knowledge, and resource pool, to answer your questions to meet your needs. And so if you do have questions or an issue that I may be able to either address now or do some research about for you, please give me a call at 347-215-8390, and I'd be happy to talk to you. I've gotten some very positive feedback on last week's segment about looking back to get some perspective about 2008 and looking ahead to prospect and plan, and also on my guest Alex and getting the perspective of a 7-year-old second grader about life and a variety of topics. It was my pleasure to interview him. And, of course, as a mother, there's a little apprehension because you don't know what your kids are going to say. I used to love Art Linkletter's Kids Say the Darndest Things, and then Bill Cosby brought it back a few decades later. And it is amazing what kids will share in that 4 to 10-year-old range, and sometimes older. It's a good reminder. And for me, it was good to really listen to what lessons Alex was taking away from different experiences. And so thanks to those of you who gave me feedback, and I invite you all to take a listen if you'd like to just remember the perspective of a child, and it's pretty insightful. So welcome again to 2009. Last Wednesday was New Year's Eve. We were saying goodbye to 2008, so tonight is our first show in 2009. So how is your 2009 shaping up 7 days in? As I was having a conversation the other day with a young woman, young is, you know, all in how you perceive it. She is in her 40s, is at a point in her life where she has a 5-year-old daughter, is divorced, and is facing some challenges around making some decisions in her life about work, career, relationships, and is very open to looking at situations as tests or lessons that she can learn from. It's an amazing perspective shift for people to make. It's a great paradigm from which to operate, to be able to look at situations as, what can I learn from this? To be able to take that lesson and move forward without the self criticism, without the anger, without, you know, to just take it for what it is. Because as Byron Katie says, you can all argue with reality and you will only lose all the time. Because it is what it is. She has a number of books and tapes. Loving What is one of her books. It's very powerful. And I've recommended her in the past and do so again tonight. If you are thinking about pursuing your dreams and your passions and you're finding yourself feeling kind of stuck, then I highly recommend The Work by Byron Katie to break through those limiting beliefs that you may have that may be holding you back. And very often they're false beliefs. That's the exciting part. And that website is www.thework.com. It's also a good time to take a look at our passions, to say at this point, January 7, 2009, what are the 5 most important things in my life right now? And can I make my decisions in favor of those five, those top five passions in my life? So if you're interested in having someone take you through the passion test, there are links on my website to the passion test online, which is a great tool. It's a $2 donation for access for a month, and you can subscribe for a year. You can go through it yourself, or you can contact me to do a 25-minute, no-cost consultation with you, and that's the online. So if you visit www.brainbonanza.com, that's BRAINBONANZA.com, and click on the passion test. It's a great decision-making tool. And the online site has a decision meter that weights your answers about a decision with each of your passions and gives you a numerical score. So for those people who like the numbers and the numerical values, that's a great place to go. There are many tools and resources and people and coaches and programs. It's a matter of choosing something, sticking with it, committing to it. And in 2009, for a number of people, professional upheaval may be part of the journey that you take, whether that's through your choice to leave a job, through layoffs, through companies moving. It's a time where you may have an opportunity to choose a different job or a different career and go back to school. And the passion test is a great tool that you can use to really find out what excites you and brings you joy. Because then, when you do what you love, you never have to work a day in your life because you're energized whenever you do it. And so wouldn't it be great? And congratulations to those of you who are living your dreams and living your passions and sharing your skills and your strengths and your talents in service to others. Because you truly are on a path, the path, one of the paths for your life. And that path may shift as you grow. There may be a core set of strengths that you like to pull from. Are you doing what you love? Are you making decisions in favor of what you love? If you're looking for a home-based business, make it in alignment with what you love. Is it in alignment with those core values and those core passions? Excuse me, and as we talked about in an interview a few weeks ago with Sally Roper and Kim McCabe, and we were talking about Vitalis and Health, Vitalis Sciences, being Life, Health, and Prosperity, and I will share that I did become a distributor, and we'll see how the products work for my family and for me before I move forward. I'm, again, doing the research, doing the due diligence, and I recommend that to you as well with anything, to find out, is this company in alignment with your core values around life, health, and prosperity? So if you can see yourself using a product that makes a difference for you in terms of your health, can help you build a business with a lot of support and team, then I encourage you to do that as well. And I will have a link on my website in the next few days to Vitalis Sciences, and I invite you to, again, check that out. And be open to what crosses your path. Because when you are clear, what you want will show up in your life, and only to the extent that you are clear. And that's from the Passion Test by Chris Atwood and Janet Atwood. So the first step in 2009 is to truly get clear about what it is you want. And that's a challenge. It sounds simple. It is simple. It is not easy. Because remember, you can have everything that you want, just not necessarily all at once. And a colleague had asked me the other day about, are you afraid of success? I thought you'd be doing so much better by now. Financially, professionally, my business. And I thought, I really haven't thought about that. And I realized for me it's time to go back and redo the passion test and to really drill down to get even clearer about what's most important to me. And in a conversation yesterday with a colleague and friend of mine, I was sharing the book that I'm writing about, entitled Be a Coach in a Learning Game. It's for parents to help them coach their kids to learning success, academic success, with the same model as a coach in sports. And when I told him that, his comment to me was, thank you. I said, thank you? He said, I seem to recall a conversation about 2 years ago with you about the different tools that you had, the becoming certified brain-based trainer and psychogeometrics. And he said, and all of those things, when you were talking, Melanie, you got most passionate when you were talking about helping youth and helping parents to best help youth. Because there are not a lot of tools out there for parents. And he is going to become a father in the next couple of weeks. And so congratulations to them. And he's excited about the journey of fatherhood and the lessons to learn. And he's grateful that I'm a resource for him as he goes through that process and that this book will be available for him when he's helping his son or daughter with homework. I'm pretty sure it's a boy, so I could probably say their son, with homework. And it's helpful for me to refer back to some of these strategies as I help Alex with his homework and in that process. So getting this book written in 2009 is definitely high on my priority list. It's going to help me target support for parents and to help kids. And understanding their passions is part of that. Understanding their strengths. As I've mentioned before, when in supporting Alex in learning, he loved train since he could talk practically. And so we involve a lot of things and connect a lot of things to train. And that helps. Do you know what your kids are passionate about? And you know what? While I may not really care about the difference between a mixed freight train and the different types of engines and rail lines and rail cars, I've learned about them so that I can communicate in his world through his passion. So we can talk about tanker cars and refrigerated box cars and mixed freight trains and Union Pacific and BNSF. And so it's a choice. It's an investment that I encourage you to make if you're a parent, to get into your child's world and to learn about what they have a passion for. And Alex's has now grown into Star Wars. And so with a new animated series, The Clone Wars, he's learning about some characters I haven't seen all the episodes. And so he's teaching me about some different characters and their relationships and the whole good versus evil and making good decisions and those types of things. So I segued into another tip for parents around discovering those passions, living your dreams, and surrounding yourself with people that encourage and support you. You can say, go for it. Follow your dream. Make that commitment and take a step. Because if you ever watch ducks, the mama duck doesn't wait around for the baby ducklings to line up. She starts to walk. And once she starts to walk, the baby ducklings all line up behind her and walk with her. So once you make that commitment and you take steps, it's amazing what begins to appear, the people, the resources that show up in your life to get you to where you want to go. Take a step. Commitment. So 2009, what is ahead for you? Speaking of being ahead for me, I think my Bluetooth is about to run out of battery. Okay, I think we're back. I'm hoping we're back. Sorry about that. I seem to have lost my Bluetooth. Technology's great when it works. So, at least I'm thinking that we're connected. There we go. So where were we? Thank you for hanging with me through that break. We were talking about surrounding yourself with people who can support you and taking action.
Can you take one action every day in the direction of your passion? Can you find one person to support you as you pursue your passions? So sometimes if you're a little nervous, be selective about who you share those passions with. And if someone's not supportive, thank them for their opinion and then walk away and leave their opinion behind you. Because everyone is entitled to their opinion and perspective. And it's important to remember that that's all it is their opinion. And you can take it into consideration or leave it behind. So what's ahead for you in 2009? Where do you want to go? What resources might you choose? Passion test is one to gain some clarity. Finding a life coach that can ask you those questions, that can give you some accountability. Maybe that supportive person that you're talking to, you can make an accountability partner or create an accountability circle where once a week you have that mastermind call with people who are committed to success. And regardless of whether you're going to the same place for your success, the goal is that you share what you've done for the week, share any challenges, get some tips on how to face those challenges, and really support each other as you continue to move in the direction of your dreams and your passions. So there are a lot of tools out there. And you can Google Mastermind Group. Jack Canfield uses Mastermind Groups in the certification process with the Passion Test. We formed Mastermind Groups at the end. Some continued to meet after the initial sessions. Others, our schedules didn't work. My group is spread from the East Coast to the West Coast and every place in between, so scheduling was a real challenge for us. And a few of us still stay connected and support each other as we continue to grow our businesses and our work with helping people to be successful. However you move forward, as long as what you do is positive, is healthy, provides a service to others, you will prosper. And most of us, when we set out to do just those things. It's not about just making money. It's not about just being successful at the expense of hurting people. Most of us come from our hearts that we want to be successful doing good things, making a positive impact on the planet, on the people. And with every person that you help yourself. That when you're in a positive energy state with positive vibrations and you send that out, that's what comes back to you. So try that the next time you're in a negative situation and decide, you know, I have a choice. I can choose to be upset. I can choose to be angry. Remember, though, that if you choose to be angry at someone else, especially, say, another driver, all that negative energy is directed at yourself because that driver's not there. Or if you're upset with another person but you're not telling them, you're just replaying it in your mind, or maybe you're telling other people, you're the person, again, that's being impacted by that negative energy. So think about taking a different choice, taking a different perspective, and doing something a little bit different. And think about the idea that your life is a gift, whether from God, from the universe, from whatever source you connect with personally. If you look at your life as a gift, what you make of your life, what you do with your life is your gift in return. What are you putting back into the field or the pond? Are you purifying? Are you making it better? Are you polluting it? And if you're caught and you're stuck, find support. Find help. We've had guests who've talked about mentoring programs. We've had guests who've talked about support networks. So whatever challenge that you're facing this year, know that you have choices. And I don't know that I'll be watching, but I will probably be taping the interview with Patrick Swayze tonight because I'm very interested in his perspective about how he is living with pancreatic cancer. My maternal grandmother died of pancreatic cancer, oh my gosh, 34 years ago now. And my father lost his life to pancreatic cancer almost 3 years ago, 3 years ago in February. And you've heard, I did a segment on Randy Pausch in the last lecture, and his what became very public approach to living with pancreatic cancer. So it's another perspective on how you choose to handle situations that arise in your life. And so know that when you feel like there are no options, that there are no other ways, there are other choices. Sometimes you can't see the forest for the tree, so it's good to Google the topic. Check out who you know, or ask a friend. You know, do you know of anybody who's faced something? They don't have to know it's you. If you have an employee assistance program where you work, call them. It's confidential. The reports that go to businesses, I work in HR at a credit union, the information is just a total of who called, the number, not names. Maybe it was, you know, this month three people called, and the topics were around health, child care, and bankruptcy or whatever. So they don't know who's calling for what. So it really is confidential. And those employee assistance programs are great tools and resources, again, because it's confidential. And when we face those struggles, very often we want it to be private until we feel confident and competent to move forward again. Then we can maybe share it in a public way. Just know that there's always someone. There's a resource, a tool, an option. There's always an option. When you think there's not, it's because you are in that forest. You need someone else to see the forest, because all you see is a tree or two in front of you, and you don't know there's another choice. So as you grow and as you open yourself to the fact that there are more options and more choices, and for those of you who are following Oprah, her Live Your Best Life week this week, and I haven't seen segments. I've seen promotions, and today's was spiritual. I take that one. Because I do like Michael Beckwith, and a lot of the work I do is about being in alignment with your spirit and living your best life, your passions, being the best parent, the best person that you can be, to create the life that you desire and deserve. And if I can use my blessings, my strengths, my tools to help others to learn, to grow, to live their passions, I truly believe that's my mission and my purpose on the planet. And so I'm energized to do that. And Spark Radio is one of the ways that I am blessed to do that, and I am so grateful that I have listeners who follow the show, who give me ideas for topics. And I'm excited to share some great speakers with you in the first quarter of 2009. So right now I'm waiting to hear back from Howard Berg, the world's fastest reader, who did a wonderful free webinar last night about how to learn anything faster. And if you're interested in learning more about Howard Berg, you can send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com, or you can visit Howard's website at learningandsuccess.com. And so looking forward to talking with Howard, as well as some other amazing authors who will have great tools and insights and resources for you. So again, keep me posted with those emails. Let me know what you've learned from Spark segments. Let me know other tools and resources. And I thank those of you who just drop me a note from time to time and say, you know what, I really look forward to just spending half hour, 45 minutes with you every week just to hear the positive energy, to hear the thoughts, the perspectives that help me to shift and to refocus and to change my perspective maybe a little bit about where I am. And I appreciate that, because that's part of why we're here. That's part of why each week with Spark we offer you those strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge. And please take an action to live a better life. Take an action to grow, to learn. Grab a book. You know, there are a number of books and websites that we've recommended here at Spark, and I want to steer you again to remarkableleadership.com for a great tool with some wonderful questions, you know, to actually make a commitment to write the answers to those questions so that when I'm talking with you in December of 2009, you can reflect on the most awesome year that you've ever had. Because what's happening in the world is happening in the world. And there are always challenges whether it's in the economy, education, medicine, lots of challenges. And we always rise to those challenges as human beings. And even in the midst of challenges happening outside of you, you can find peace within and live in moments of joy. So truly, you can make a commitment in 2009 that each moment you'll choose to inhale blessings and exhale gratitude. And I hope that you count Spark as one of your resources, one of your blessings, a place that you can come, that you can find ideas and options and tools that can help you. Ooh, maybe I did have something that I didn't think I had with me that I could share with you. I'm a collector of quotes, as some of my regular listeners know, and I often will share those with you. And I was looking for some ideas about happiness and what happiness is. And I found a number of quotes that I collected and pulled together to think about the idea of happiness. Because no matter what's happening, you can find moments of happiness. That it's really, happiness is an inside job. You can be happy no matter what. Marcy Shimoff, in the title of her book, is going to escape me. It's something like happy no matter what. And I may Google it for you. As we're talking, Marcy is an amazing lady who I was privileged to meet when I went through my Passion Test certification. Happy for No Reason, that's Marcy's book. It's a great look. Now, I haven't read the whole thing. I've read pieces. So I'll be making notes so I can post that with the show. Happy for No Reason. It's a great tool because, again, it's an inside job. So here's some thoughts on happiness, because truly, I really do believe that we are created to be happy, to be joyful, that we are wired that way by default. Watch kids. Kids are not looking for problems when they're younger. They find the fun in anything. That's why kids, you know, you give them cardboard boxes and their imagination has a great time. They can find fun. They find joy. They have laughter in all sorts of opportunities. That as adults, we kind of go, oh, my gosh. We forget how to be happy, how to look at what we have versus what we don't have. And, yes, you can be disappointed if you don't get something that you wanted. And once you're disappointed, then turn to, and I'm grateful that I have. And I had that conversation with our son around Christmas time that, you know, you don't always get everything that you want. He still believes in Santa. And I said, you know, Santa has lots of children to share with. And as he mentioned last week, there are still families who are homeless after the flooding, who are in temporary housing, FEMA trailers, living with family. Their homes still have not been cleaned or rebuilt, or the decision of the city as to whether they can rebuild. And it's very complex. And so in talking about that and realizing that, you know, you can be sad because there's not something you want, and then be grateful that we have a home. And we have food, and we have. So shift the perspective away from what's missing and focus on what's there. So some thoughts on happiness for this first Spark segment of 2009. An unknown author said, some pursue happiness, others create it. Gandhi said, happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And when you're choosing in favor of your passions, it's easier for those three to be in alignment and to be in harmony. Freya Stark in The Journey's Echo said, there can be no happiness if the things we believe in are different from the things we do. Our actions need to be in alignment with what we believe, our core values, because when they are in conflict, we have stress. happiness is a matter of one's most ordinary and everyday mode of consciousness being busy and lively and unconcerned with self, said Iris Murdoch. You need to take care of yourself, absolutely. It's just, have you ever noticed that if you're stressed out or you maybe your energy level is a little low, if you focus on other people and doing things for other people, it shifts. It shifts. Did you know that for every minute you are angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness? Said an unknown author. I like that one. And again, goes back to what I shared with the woman who is facing some decisions in her life with relationships and career that she's choosing joy and happiness and lessons. Mildred Barthel said, happiness is a conscious choice, not an automatic response. Choose what you want to see. Charles Kingsley said, we act as though comfort and luxury were the chief requirements in life, when all we need to make us really happy is something to be enthusiastic about. What are you enthusiastic about? What gets you excited? And take some action in that direction. On the whole, the happiest people seem to be those who have no particular cause for being happy except that they are so, said William R. Inga. And Henry David Thoreau, who is a favorite author of mine, in Walden, said, if the day and night be such that you greet them with joy, and life emits a fragrance like flowers and sweet-scented herbs, is more elastic, more immortal, that is your success. All nature is your congratulation, and you have cause momentarily to bless yourself. An unknown author said, gather the crumbs of happiness and they will make you a loaf of contentment. At the end of the day, what do you focus on? At the end of the day, do you focus on the problems, what's missing? Do you watch the terrible and horrible news of all the problems in the world? And it's not to say that you don't want to be informed. It's just we spend a lot of time and energy on all those problems in the world. And, you know, to be the peace that you want to see in the world. Be the peace that you want to see in the world. And I think Gandhi said that. Because peace in the world starts peace inside of you. If every person could be more peace, more at peace, and more focused on peace, the world would shift. There would be more focus on peace. So at the end of the day, Alex and I in our nighttime routine will talk about what are one or two really good things that happened today? And what are you looking forward to tomorrow? And if something didn't go so well today, what can we learn from it so we can do it better next time? And we end with what we're grateful for. And that's part of our prayer ritual at night. We're grateful for our blessings. And we tend to list things like our home and our family and our toys and games and books and music, and most especially that we are a family. We are so grateful to have each other. And every day we express that love to each other. Do you do that? Do you let the people you care about know that how important they are to you? Maybe not everyone every day, but at least those closest to you, to somehow let them know, to make it obvious, rather than saying, well, I feed them. I do their laundry. I take them to practice. That doesn't always say I love you to a child. Saying the words I love you with the hugs and the consoling when they're hurt and the playing and the laughter and to honestly and sincerely say, through everything that happens, we are blessed to be a family. And to mean it from your heart. Teaches such powerful lessons to your kids, to your spouse, to your siblings. You don't have to always like everything that happens. Don't have to always like the behaviors and the choices. You can be disappointed in the choice that you made, and I love you. Let's figure out how to learn from this fix it if we can. I can support your choice in how you want to fix it. What lesson are you going to learn differently next time? And we move forward. It might be a painful process, and often as parents, we watch our kids learn those lessons. It hurts us too. And as they learn those lessons, they build their character and truly grow into better people. And as adults, you can teach yourself those lessons, and you can get that support to maybe learn the lessons you didn't get to learn from parents. And the song name escapes me, but there's a line that says, "I believe our parents did the best job they knew how to do." It's called "I Believe." Because if they knew how to do a better job, they probably would have. So what resources and what support do you have as a parent, as a professional, as a spouse, as a daughter, as an adult caregiver? And that's a topic we'll also look at addressing in the year ahead. There are many different kinds of opportunities that more and more we find as we get into the boomers, the younger boomers, and the Gen Xers are going to be approaching it as well, caring for our children that we have later in life and caring for our aging parents and being squeezed in what's sometimes called the sandwich generation. And it takes different time, different prioritizing than maybe we thought we'd be facing in our late 40s, early 50s. I celebrated my 48th birthday in 2008, in December, and my son is 7. And his father is 51. So we had him very late in life. And some things that maybe younger parents might be able to run faster with their kids, we don't. We offer Alex other gifts. And we know that the timing was right in our life because that's when it happened. It didn't happen when we were younger. It happened then. So focusing on the blessing of having him in our life, period, is what we choose to do. So if you find yourself having those conversations of, oh my gosh, why me, why not me? Or why did it take so long? Or why am I still waiting? As Robert Schuller says, God's delays are not God's denials. Patience is a lesson. And timing is important. And when we rush things, it often doesn't turn out the same way, as good as it could be. We're not at the person. You know, and a young woman said to me the other day, gosh, I wish I'd have read that story a year ago when someone gave me that story and they said it would change my life, and I didn't go get it, I didn't look it up. And talking to her again a year later, she said, "Have you read that story?" And I told her no, and she said, "You need to read the story." So I did, and she said, "Oh my gosh, a year ago it would have changed my life." And I said, "Maybe." She said, "Because think about it, a year ago you were a different person. You've had another 365 days of life experience and growth from where you were a year ago. So the impact may have been as powerful, but it may not. That's always a possibility." We only have 5 minutes remaining. If you have joined us and are listening in and would like to chat about anything that we've discussed tonight, please give us a call at 347-215-8390. I'm always excited when I can chat with someone. And I know that I do have people listening because I do see the emails and I do see the feedback, and I appreciate that very much. So please, invite a friend to take a listen to a segment of Spark for some positive thoughts, some interesting resources, books, websites. And it was Abraham Lincoln who said, "Most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be." So for you, in 2009, are you going to be happy as you move forward? Even in the face of challenges, you can make the choice to be happy. And one of the last quotes I'll share with you about happiness, again from an unknown author, is the best vitamin to be a happy person is be one. just decide. There is a resource called The Happiness Project that you could check out. Just Google The Happiness Project. There are other resources for positive, a dose of positive every day, and I do. I visit greatday.com, www.greatday.com, and there's a segment of that quote on the front page of brainbonanza.com, so you can read an excerpt there and click on it to read the full entry every day. TQ, the time quotient, also is on the front page of my website. So it's important that we feed those positive thoughts, that positive perspective, because, again, we're bombarded with problems and negative information and negative energy. So find what works for you to keep your perspective in a positive light with positive approaches and positive perspective. You can be realistic and still choose a positive approach. Facing problems with the idea of there are opportunities and there are solutions that are possible. There are always other solutions. And sometimes we just don't want to choose those. So we say, well, nothing I can do. And there's always something. And to find someone to give you feedback, because it's very easy. And as I was talking with another client, that, you know, dealing with starting your own business, it's very often easier to see, you know, solutions to other people's challenges because you're outside of it. And so, you know, whether it's the Small Business Association, the SBA, SCORE, which is retired folks who are willing to help you start business, wonderful tools and resources. So keep sharing those questions with me. And make your next 12 months your best 12 months, as Kevin Eikenberry says, the author of Remarkable Leadership. It is possible to be. And as Kevin says, we move towards our potential and we turn learning into action. Take something that you have learned and act on it. Whether that's updating your resume, getting ready to apply for another position, and my apologies, I forgot to take that phone off. So hopefully my husband will get that phone. We have 1 minute remaining as we are winding down. That always throws my thoughts right out of my head when I hear that ring, especially as loudly as you get to hear it too, because it's within about a foot and a half from my arm sitting here in my office. So think about taking action on something that you've learned to make this year. Oh, it was updating your resume, applying for the job that, you know what, I really don't have all the qualifications. And I've heard people say that. And my question is, you know what, there are people applying who also don't have all the qualifications. And if they're given a pool and nobody has 100%, they'll go with the best candidate. And that really might be you. So take classes. Community colleges offer free classes that are about updating your resume, rebuilding your resume. Find out what tools and resources are available to you and take advantage of that. And as always, it's been a pleasure spending time with you here at Spark to be in alignment with my passions, which is to empower people to create the life they desire and deserve. So thank you so much for investing in yourself, investing in some time here, and thank you for sharing Spark as a resource with friends and family. You can always find us at www.brainbonanza.com, along with many other resources and tools and websites. I invite you to take a look. And for whatever direction you choose for 2009, may you choose in favor of your passions. Until next time. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.